The Mets looking for their third straight win, taking on the Reds. Jose Reyes and Brandon Nimmo chatting it out before the game. Pick up the action, no score in the second. Travis Tyrone at the dish, facing Amir Garrett.
Tyrone drives one deep left field toward the wall. It's out of here! Travis Tyrone with his first Major League home run.
For the all or nothing Tyrone, this was a good matchup for him. The lefty Amir Garrett has now given up 20 home runs in nearly 60 innings of work on the season, and Tyrone got one down to the zone, flipped the bat head on top of it, and just crushed it over the left field wall. Pitch out of the way.
Reyes to high drive, that's deep to left. Duvall looks up as that one flies, that ball is gone. The 100th in a New York Mets uniform for Reyes is just the 13th Met to ever hit 100 home runs in a Mets uniform.
And Reyes drives this one to deep left field. Back goes Duvall at the wall. It's out of here. Jose Reyes with his second home run of the night, a two-run shot.
Started out the season 5-2 with a good ERA and good shape and pitching well.
Strike three called. Fourth strike out of the night for Lugo, and he muscles his way through the sixth inning.
The Mets win their third in a row. Manager Terry Collins spoke after.
Well, he's been pitching good, Steve. You know, you just, again, you're looking at, you go back to two starts ago, I mean, he had cruised through four and couldn't get out of the fifth. Then he cruised through five and couldn't get out of the sixth or whatever. I mean, whatever it was on those road trips. But, and tonight was the same thing. He was pitching very, very effectively. And I just said, that's going to be enough. And I know we're fighting some issues. So, I salute him because he knows what he's doing. He changes speeds and throws strikes. It's very important because, as I told you guys when we brought Rosario up, the first guy I went to when I knew Rosario was coming was Jose Reyes. And one of the things I asked him was, do you remember when you walked in the clubhouse when you were 20 years old for the first time, or 19 or whatever, however old he was, and how were you treated? And I said, I want this guy to be treated like a pro, and you're going to be the one to lead the way because you're the one he looks up at, and all he's done is ran with it. So it's a pleasure to have him around, especially for our young players, because I said before, he works so hard to get ready to play and keeps himself ready to play, has fun playing, has a smile on his face, and they need to see that. They need to know this game's fun.
Jose Reyes with two home runs, including his 100th career long ball with the Mets. He talked after the game.
Nothing really, just seeing the ball good. I mean, got a good pitch to hit and got a good swing on the ball, and I'll be taking my walk too, so that's the key, looking for my pitch, and when I get it, I'm going to put a good swing on the ball, so that's been the difference. It is. I mean, I feel like, we got a lot of young players here. We feel like, we don't play the way we're capable to play this year, and we have to finish strong with all the young kids that we have. I mean, to go to spring training, we better send for next year, and we just need to finish strong the last month of the season and see what happens after.
Travis Tyrone, his first big league homer, he spoke after.
It's a big time release. I had to make a lot of adjustments when I got here, so doing those things, K-Long and Six have been great with it, and I owe a lot of success to those guys for really taking me and making me work in the cage and get it done.
The series against the Reds continues on Saturday. Rafael Montero on the hill.